Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and that is from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Like I said, every Wednesday, we're coming at you live on LA Talk Radio. We are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, and Podbean. So, lots of Podbean.
Wow, that's a new one.
Podbean.
Bean of Pod.
I just got Spotify, now I got Podbean. Anyway, so we're having an awesome day today. It's kind of weird, kind of gloomy out, but it's okay. This is Jennifer DeVoe, your hostess with the mostest, a.k.a. Jenny. And this is, let's see, we're number three. This is my co-host. Co-host with the most. There we go. Let's start getting that going.
Right.
Co-host with the most.
Right.
And business partner, and aka husband.
Right.
But we know you as the Muse now.
The Muse.
Thank you, Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions, for fucking getting that going now.
Thank you. Yes.
So now he's got a new nickname,
Jenny and the Muse.
Like his ego wasn't big enough as it was.
I don't have a big ego.
I'm being an ass.
Anyway, I'm a humble man.
I know, I'm being funny. Anyway, James JJ, the Muse.
Hey,
again, this is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
I'm going to, I'm running for president in the United States. And I got my new slogan. It's called Magnum. Make America Great Now Under Muse.
Under Muse? You're a jackass. Anyway.
Okay. No, but I'll make a better president than him.
He thinks that because one black man get into the presidency, now he can too. And he's also part white. So, hey, close enough.
But I would do better than the administration that's in right now.
Oh, Jesus. Anybody could do better than the administration right now.
No, it's a few people that would do
Except for Hitler.
And the vice president.
Oh, Pence. Pence is out. Pence is evil.
And all
Kim Jong-un,
McConnell.
Ill. Anyone that's ever been
Ted
evil.
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz especially. Fuck.
What Mitch McConnell.
He's done a bunch.
Paul
of
Ryan,
fucked up shit.
All them. They
okay, a bunch of. Jeff
Sessions.
First of all, let's just say fucking Jenny.
Steve King.
What do you call it? Politicians in general.
I have enough sense to appoint better people that actually have experience in the job they're going for.
Well, I hope so.
I mean,
but you know. Anyway, we're here in Sherman Oaks, California, broadcasting live from our awesome radio station at LA Talk Radio. We have a really amazing view here from the window.
Looks like it could be a painting. Look at the blue.
Usually when we have a guest or one that shows up, of course, we pretty much have a guest every week. And if I had known the guest this week was not going to show up,
it should have said something.
Well, yet or something. Say something to me because I could use that spot for another band, an artist, for an author. I had PR people coming out the woodwork. And bands and all kinds of people that want to be on the show, and right. I could have given that spot to them.
Oh well,
it is what it is.
That's messed up.
Yeah, well, you know, you know,
you're not serious about your craft.
Well, yeah, and they think that it's fucking free. This costs $100, $99 for an hour, dude. That's not free, but. I have a lot of announcements to make, actually a lot of promoters that I work with, some, we're concert hosts and promoters now ourselves. We have, you know, a lot of promoters that I work with that I'm going to be announcing a bunch of shows today since we didn't have a guest. Screw it. And announce our show, upcoming concerts, and our other promoters' concerts.
Concert promotions.
Okay. Okay, anyway, okay, just Get Real Global, Get Real Global Entertainment. It's one umbrella with a bunch of shit. Concert promotion. Just say productions. Get Real Global Productions. Get Real Global Productions.
Promotions.
Promotions? Productions. Because production, let's say, I don't know, fucking whatever. There's too many goddamn things. Like, there's, you know, like, oh yeah, like my brother Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions.
Right.
What up? He puts on a lot of awesome shows, and he's got some coming up soon. So I'm going to, you know, see. We got a bunch. We got a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Speaking of that, I got one coming up. In fact, here's the ad for it. I'll let you listen to it and see what you think.
Sticky Fest.
November 10th.
Sticky Fest.
All day, all night.
Sticky Fest.
In the high desert of Southern California.
12 of the best punk and metal bands.
On one big outdoor stage. All ages.
Free camping!
Get your tickets now at StickyFest.com.
You heard it.
Sticky Fest.
I'm going to play the commercial again, you know, somewhere during the broadcast.
We will be there in 29 Palms, California.
Yes, it's a... was it something restaurant? Was that something restaurant? What's that
Palms?
Yeah, no, Palms Restaurant. That's what it was. Palms Restaurant, P-A-L-M-S. Palms Restaurant in 29 Palms, California, on Saturday, November 10th. Go to Sticky Fest. Get your tickets. StickyFest.com. It's through for the band Sticky Doll.
Come party with us.
Punk metal.
Yeah,
band.
Come party.
And in fact, here, speaking of them, where is it here? I have. Where are they? Where is my Sticky Doll? There we go. Ooh, we listened to Plastic World last week. How about Snotty Little Cunt?
Yeah, play that.
And oh, and I want the Red Won't Come Out. And hold on, and I want Red Won't Come Out. Okay, so I'm going to play two Sticky Doll songs. One's called, these are my favorite, Red Won't Come Out. It's about a psycho housewife who finally just, her husband just drove her fucking nuts. So she, you know, get it, the Red Won't Come Out. Anyway, and Snotty Little Cunt. So which one do we want to play first?
The Red Won't Come Out.
Okay, we're going to play Red Won't Come Out by Sticky Doll. And then we're going to play Snotty Little Cunt. And then you just heard Sticky Fest. We'll play that ad again in a little
while. And they will... will they play both of those songs at the show?
I imagine.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll find out. I don't know what their whole set is, but I think they got like an hour, 45-minute or an hour set or something.
Okay.
I think they're the headliners. Here we go.
Hope so. Sticky Fest.
Red. Yeah, I hope so, too. But you never know. Slipknot, Not Fest, and it was Stone Sour that played, not Slipknot. Anyway... here we go. Red Won't Come Out, and then we're going to play Snotty Little Cunt. Here we go. Sticky Doll. Jenny's World Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1.
He said he wouldn't slam it. I told him not to slam it. Standing there, cutting up chicken in his tight, tight jeans and Converse tennies. He looked so cute. Goddamn. clutches out, Red won't come out. So I had to kill him.
Red Bull come out. I love that song. I really do. Okay, now here's a little snotty little cunt. I have this t-shirt. I should have wore it today. I'm going to wear it to Sticky Fest, though.
Right.
I'm definitely wearing that t-shirt to Sticky Fest. Sticky Doll had it specially made for me. And it says snotty little cunt on the back. The looks you get with that shirt. Anyway. Here we go. Snotty Little Cunt by Sticky Doll on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Snotty little cunt, down and out and out. Snotty little cunt, down and out and out. Snotty little cunt.
I love those songs.
Right.
Anyway, so sorry I was sick last night and I'm irritated because I really wanted to go to this show. But shout out to Orgy.
Yeah, very great guys.
And Scum Love and Allison Cohen. Orgy, so shout out to Lou Gordon, Jay Gordon, Carlton Bost, Creighton Emmerich, Nick Speck, Ryan Brown, the drummer, and Ilya Yordanov, who was covering for Nick Speck as the bassist, because Nick hurt his hand on this last tour here, towards the end of it too, and Jake Gordon had a boo boo on his hand. Anyway, shout out, I hope your boo boo healed. And yours too, Nick. Anyway, also shout out to Scum Love. He had a great show last night. It was the after tour party for Orgy. They just got off tour, and it was the Army to Your Party tour. And it was at the Skinny's Lounge in North Hollywood. I really wanted to go to that too because it would have been phenomenal. We'll have Scum Love on our show soon. And again, sometime, you know, in the future, we'll have Orgy on the show again. But again, that was last night at Skinny's Lounge in North Hollywood. It was the Orgy's, it was the after tour party. So, Allison Cohen, Allison Mason from Metal Babe Mayhem. And MBM Music LLC. Go to MBMMusicLLC.com and or she'll tell it to you her damn self, or this ad will.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Shout out to Allison Cohen,
right.
Metal Babe Mayhem, MBMMusicLLC.com. She'll help you get the word out and get media attention for your band and artist and whatnot. Especially if you're in the rock, you know, genre, any type of rock. And then she also designs clothing, like rock type clothing and jewelry. So check out her stuff, mbmmusicllc.com. So then, like I said, Sticky Fest on November 10th. We had, like I said, Scum Love show last night. Mm-hmm. This Friday, October 5th, is going to be Chris Luca's birthday. What up, Luca?
Happy birthday.
I heard you lived on the second floor. Is it true? Get it? You never heard that damn song?
No.
Her name is Luca. She lives on the second floor.
No.
Anyway, you're no fun.
I never heard the song.
It was a song from the 80s, and it was my name is Luca. I live on the second floor. Some shit like that.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so I always fuck with him every time. He was like, yeah, he's like, I haven't heard that one before. Anyway, so it's Chris Luca's birthday. He's having a birthday bash at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. It's a free show, and Fate Destroyed is going to be playing with Killset. That's Chris Luca's band, Killset. And shout out to Dave, as well as Mark Baker, as well as James Jass Dillon. What up, James, Jass Dillon, and Chris Luca, and all the guys from Killset. And again, Fate Destroyed, which is my bros band from Fate Destroyed. That's Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions.
Shout out to Nathan.
That's one of his, that's his band now, with Francesca Destruct, as well as Ben Levy, Art Diehars, and Johnny Law. What up? Damn, right. I'm good.
I know. Oh,
fuck, I remembered all that shit. Anyway, go see their show. Again, it's at the the Rock and Roll Bar or whatever in Fullerton. Okay. It's a free show. So I'm hoping maybe we can go down and get right back, hopefully, with my bro, Nathan Young. If you have room in your vehicle, we'd like to go. But if not, it is what it is. We'll catch the next one.
Right.
But it is Chris Luca's birthday, and he invited me. And I would really like to go.
Right.
If we possibly can. We'll maybe take the train down and come back up in your vehicle or something. That'd be cool. And then let's see. So that's this Friday, October 5th. And we got a bunch of other shows. I have to pull them up off of Facebook Messenger here. I am involved in a... talk room on if Facebook would get off my phone. Thank you. Come on now. Participate. Work with me. Anyway, I guess it doesn't want me to announce fucking shows. Stupid phones. I hate technology sometimes. It's a real bitch.
Not that smart.
No, it says, I'm a smartphone. You're really not. You're lying to yourself and everyone else. Anyway, so I have California music scene. This is for like promoters, mm-hmm. Like us in the Southern California area, especially. But this is North California and stuff like that too. I don't think it's just us down here. If it would open, you hooker. Well, while I'm getting that to fucking open, I guess I'm going to play a song. by my brother Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions. We're going to play Break Free. All right. And while I'm trying to break free from this fucking phone right
fate
now.
Fate Destroyed.
Yes, Fate Destroyed. Break Free.
By Fate Destroyed.
Yes, we just said that. Break Free by Fate Destroyed. Okay, there we go. Don't say it again. Anyway.
Again.
I'm going to slap you. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, while I beat the shit out of him and get into Messenger. Bye. Awesome. Break Free by Fate Destroyed. Shout out to all the members of Fate Destroyed, including especially my young brother, Nathan Young of Youngblood Productions. Okay, here we go. Sick and Living Productions proudly presents Malignancy. Thursday, October 11th. The live at the Suzuran, S-U-Z-U-R-A-N. It's at 1605 West Redondo Beach Boulevard in Gardena, California, 90247. $15 at the door, 21 plus show, starts at 8 p.m. Again, the Sick and Living Productions proudly presents Malignancy. They got a bunch of bands on here, but the way they write their names, the way the bands like design their names and things, like some of these, I can't understand what the hell it says.
Well, I just, read but the I can understand can.
Malignancy. There we go. That's right. The one I could read. It was the biggest one, and it looked like I could actually read it. But it's Sick and Living Productions proudly presents. It's just the way the band names are designed.
I've seen some of them. I'd be like, man, what the hell is that?
Yeah, it's not the band. It's not the promoter. It's the band. It's just
the logo.
Band's logo. It is what it is. It's too fuzzy or too distorted or too. The shape is all weird and twisted, so you can't understand half these band names.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool and it looks all metal and it looks awesome.
But you can't read it.
But I can't understand. If I can't understand what your band name is, it's kind of. Losing the point here. But Sick and Living Productions presents Malignancy. That's, like I said, Thursday, October 11th, live at the Suzerain in Gardena. Okay, go check that one out. Here's some more. Here we go. This is through my buddy David Forster from Pinup Productions. This is...
Shout out to Pinup Productions.
Shout out to Pinup Productions. Right. They hooked us up. He's hooked us up. Hooked me up a couple times now.
Right.
He hooked me up for a couple shows. The one for Dirty Machine. And then also the one... that was like 3 weeks ago, I think. Mm. And then there was one a week and a half ago. It was the Orgy. It was a show where Orgy played Our Frankenstein and Fate Destroyed at the 1720 warehouse in downtown Los Angeles. So shout out to David Forster. He's got some. He's got a show going on Saturday, October 13th. It starts at 5. He has like a lot of shows, like a lot of bands.
Mm-hmm.
Go, you know what I mean? He has like a lot, like 6, 7, 8 bands. You know, like go on or something like that kind of thing. It's like it's quite a few, and then. It's a big warehouse, so it's really nice. You saw it. You were there.
1720.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of this is at that venue. But this one's not. This one's at a different venue, actually. This one's at the Glass House Concert Hall at 200 West 2nd Street in Pomona, California.
Oh, that's down there where...
Yes, 91766.
Right.
Yeah, it's the Glass House Concert Hall. We also saw PBW. He also books at PBW and Pomona as well.
Okay.
That's all right over there. I think it was 2nd Street or something also. So it's Saturday. Saturday, October 13th. Starts at 5 p.m. It's an all-ages show. $20 advance tickets. Like I said, Glasshouse Concert Hall, 200 West 2nd Street, Pomona, California, 91766. And that is the Bloodletting North America 7 tour. And that's got Metal Festival Tours, Metal Sucks, Indie Merch Store. And I was trying to see all the sponsors he's got on this. Let's see. And then there's quite a bit here. Secret. Oh wait, I can't understand some of these, but it's the some of these again. It's hard to understand what the band names are. Internal Bleeding. I see that one. Mm-hmm. I can understand that one. Internal Bleeding. We're good. All right. Sacrificial Slaughter.
Oh wow.
I can understand that one. I don't know what the rest of this is, but it's But again, it's go check it out. It's the Bloodletting North America 7 tour. Saturday, October 13th at the Glass House Concert Hall in Pomona. Starts at 5, all the ages. Go to Pinup Productions, to get your tickets and stuff. Here's some more. This is OC Punks and Pit Promotions presents Happy Drunk Cartel. These ones I understand. Dropcase. Kamikaze Co-Pilot, Saucy Craig, and The Dreaded.
Okay.
It doesn't have a venue name, but it's all ages event, 1752 Lincoln Ave in Anaheim. If I could talk, I'd be happy. 1652 Lincoln Ave in Anaheim. It's $5 online, $7 at the door. Doors open at 6. And all ages show Monday, October 15th. So Monday, October 15th, doors open at 6, all ages show. 1652 Lincoln Ave, Anaheim. And that's OC Punks and Pit Promotions presents Happy Drunk Cartel with Dropcase, Kamikaze Co-Pilot, Saucy Craig, and The Dreaded. All right, the next one. Same people, OC Punks and Pit Promotions presents OC Punks Festival. It's got Tansler, Dumb Fucks, Raucous, Diversity, 1034, NNN. That's an interesting name for a band. NNN, I like it. Hip Priest, Micron, Moss, Grease Rangers, Modern Enemy, Bartards.
Damn.
I like that. Nightmare Enterprises, Shock Therapy, The Dreaded, and Kamikaze Co-Pilot. I like that Kamikaze Co-Pilot's getting on some shows. Yeah. That's Saturday, November 10th. It's an all-ages show. Doors open at 3 p.m. It's a festival. Remember that. So tickets are $5 online and $7 at the door. That's at Malone's Concert Venue, 604 East Dyer Road, Santa Ana, California, 92705.
Oh, that's where Jello Fest was.
Yeah, sponsored by Gothard Sound Studios. Again, that's Saturday, November 10th, OC Punks Festival. Okay, all right, and I think he has one more. Here we go. Mm-hmm. I believe this is also, this is Pit Promotions. Wait. The Pit Promotions. I think that's what it says. Okay. And it is, I'm trying to read the bands. Shit. Friday, November 9th. Bridgetown. I can't understand that. 1421 Valinda Ave, La Puente, California, 91744. All ages show. Doors open at 6 p.m. and $5. And I can't understand a damn one of these. Fallacy, I think. Fallacy. That's Apathy. Nidophile.
Nyctophile?
NYC? Maybe. I don't know. And Genocide. Indisposed. You know, I can't. I can understand most of them. Well, some of them. But anyway, there's some bands. So go check that out. That's, like I said, 1421 Valinda Ave, La Puente, California. Bridgetown. I'm assuming maybe that's the name of the venue. Bridgetown. All right. That sounds good. And then let's see. Is there anyone else? Okay. Well, I put up everybody else's shows. Now it's ours. Don't forget, Sticky Fest. Satanic Johnny, my guys from Satanic Johnny, band I manage, is going to be at Sticky Fest.
Yes.
It's their punk metal other. Punk metal other. Shout out to my boys in Satanic Johnny. Jermaine, Ilya, Moses, Gonzalez, and Hector. I'm not going to try to butcher your last name, buddy. I do not want to butcher Hector's last name. All right. So we got... Get Real Global Entertainment presents. We have our own concerts.
Yay!
Here we go. Yes. We got our first show coming up October 24th.
The inaugural.
Yes, our inaugural show at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood, California. It is on, like I said, October 24th. Show starts. First band goes on at 8:30. And then it goes, doors open about 8 o'clock. And then we got, first band on Jabbermouth. They go on from 8:30 to 9:00. Grandpa's Nuts.
Yeah.
Grandpa's. I got to remember it spelled to spell it right. Grandpa's. Not grandpa's, like Grampas. It's grand. Grandpa's. Grandpa's Nuts. NUTZ.
They're not talking about his mental health, people, either.
I don't think they are. Well, they could be, maybe it's a double meaning. Maybe Grandpa's Nuts is a double meaning.
Maybe.
My buddy Hector's in two bands that are playing that night. That poor dude. Grandpa's Nuts, and he's also in Satanic Johnny. He's the drummer for both. So, let's see. Grandpa's Nuts goes on from 9:15 to 9:45. Then Lost Puppy goes on from 10 to 10:30. The Raids, R-A-I-D-S, play from 10:45 to 11:30 p.m. Mm. And then Satanic Johnny is the headliner from 11:45 p.m. to 12:45 a.m. So we're doing things a little different instead of just everybody getting a half-hour show. We're going to rotate, you know, like the headliner so that there's a different headliner every show. So, that, you know what I mean? But we're also going to feature different types of music. We're going to have some metal shows, some hard rock shows. We have, you know, some punk / metal, you know what I mean, kind of ska shows. Like, you know, a little bit of, we're going to try to keep it real here.
Hmm.
Five-star bar in DTLA, downtown Los Angeles. We're having a Halloween costume bash. So if you want to come get your drink on, wear a costume, and act all goofy for Halloween, come down and check us out.
Ladies, wear your sluttiest costume.
Okay.
Yay!
Anyway, it's a rock show. Anyway.
They got slutty rock girls.
JJ, that's kind of the point.
Yes.
It was already inferred. Anyway. Oh. But it's rock. Best costume wins a prize. Come check it out.
Maybe we'll get him a grumbler.
Can I announce this, please? Let me get all this out. Okay. Anyway. Wednesday, October 31st. That's our second show. Like I said, Halloween Bash. Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. We got Jabbermouth going on 8:30 to 9. Ba Ram U is going on 9:15 to 9:45. The Raids is going on from 10 to 10:30. Satanic Johnny is going on from 10:45 to 11:30. I still need a headliner. So if you're a band and you want to headline a show, hit me up. It's an hour set for the headliner. So a lot of the bands that I've hit up so far just aren't available that night, or they're already playing a show somewhere else or something. So it is what it is. People work jobs and have other gigs. It is what it is. But we're still looking for a headliner. So if you want to headline a show, hit me up. 818-406-1742, 818-406-1742. Or also hit me up at Get Real Global Ent, GETREAL GLOBALENT, Get Real Global Ent at gmail.com. I'll be putting stuff up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all over the place as well. And you can check out this on Eventbrite. You can get tickets for these events on Eventbrite under Get Real Global Entertainment. And you can also find it on the Five Star Bar. I sent him the poster or the flyer, so he should be putting that up on their stuff as well. And then the Universal Bar and Grill has already started putting our stuff up on their stuff. And then our third show is at the Airliner Club in Lincoln Heights. We got the whole venue. There's a downstairs bar with a stage. We're going to have like EDM, electronica, you know, DJs, that kind of stuff downstairs. So if you're EDM, DJ, any of that kind of stuff, hit me up. I'm looking for four acts to be downstairs, from like let's say 8 to 8:45. And then the next one will go like 9 to 9:45. The next one will be like 10 to 10:45, and then 11 to 11:45. And then, you know, if you're still around and you want to go upstairs, you get a whole nother hour or so, you know, go check out some more bands upstairs, or you can go back and forth upstairs and downstairs. There's going to be bands upstairs as well. So we're going to have five bands upstairs, like bands like, ska, punk, metal, that kind of stuff. Hard rock, if you want to get in on it, upstairs on the second floor. And then downstairs will be like EDM, electronica, DJs type music. And then we're gonna have a back patio where there's gonna be vendors and merch tables for the bands. So that way, you know, businesses and companies can, showcase their products. maybe sell some stuff while they're there, you know, to guests, and also for the bands to sell some merch and make a little money. All the bands that go through us for their shows, for our shows, we give you a full media package, including advertising, and you get talked about on our radio show, and we get you set up for an interview to be on our radio show. A lot of the bands that are going to be in it have already been on our show, you know what I mean? So these are bands that we believe in the SoCal area, and that we want to get on the show, you know, and get out there. More exposure, you know, means more people, you know, can buy their merch and their albums, whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right now we have the headliner. I only have the headliner spot booked for Upstairs right now on November 3rd at the Airliner Club in Lincoln Heights, and that's Victory Kid. So if you're a band in the ska, punk, metal-ish type genres or hard rock or anything like that, hit me up. I have 4 more spots to fill for that show as well. Plus the 4 spots downstairs. I'll be hitting up some more bands. I've just started booking. I just got that one, so I'm booking that one like I'm booking crazy. I'm booking crazy. Plus I'm making flyers and doing promotions and whatnot here. And the tickets again will be all on Eventbrite, and I'll have them on some different ticket sites as well. And then we have November 15th at the 5-Star Bar. Headlining spot for that one will be Ring of Leaders. So if you are a hard rock band especially, but even metal would be okay, I think, for this night. Like harder stuff, like harder like type music. Ring of Leaders is the headliner that night. They have an hour spot from 11:45 p.m. to 12:45 a.m. So I have 4 spots left to fill on that. So if you, like I said, you're hard rock, metal type music, we, you know, hit us up and we'll get you booked for a show through us on that. Again, that is it's a Thursday. So that's Thursday, November 15th. The November 3rd show is on a Saturday. So Saturday, November 3rd, Wednesday, October 31st for the Halloween Bash at the 5-Star Bar in DTLA. And October 24th is at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood. So lots of great stuff.
Absolutely.
We're going to be hitting up more bands. We have a lot of bands that we deal with. So we're still hitting them all up, because I'm getting more and more dates and more venues on board. And we're going to keep the cost of shows low, you know, try to keep it as low as possible so that everybody can, you know, and we also offer a compensation package for bands so that way, you know, you can make a little money too. You know what I mean?
A little incentive to sell your tickets.
Yeah, exactly. So you can make money through tickets we send you up front. Mm-hmm. You know, you meet half of whatever, anybody that shows up and says your band's name at the door, you get half of those sales. The tickets we give you up front, you don't got to pay for those up front. There's no upfront cost with us, nothing like that. You just, if you sell any tickets, give us $5 for each ticket just to cover costs for advertising and the venue and for staffing and stuff. And that's it. Whatever money, you can sell the tickets for whatever you want. You want to sell the tickets for 10, if the show's, you know, 10, you know, $15 at the door, and you want to sell them to your, you know, to people for $10, you get to keep the other 5 for every ticket you sell. And then you also get half of online sales, that are for the band, people must mention your band's name when they purchase the ticket.
Yeah.
And make sure of that. You tell them to, mention your name at the door. And then again, mention your name online when they purchase their ticket. And the tickets will be half off online to for the first like 3 weeks of the up until the show. Before like a week before the show, they'll go to a little bit more. Like, so like if it's a $10 at the door show, tickets online are $5. And then for like the first 3 weeks or so that they're on sale, 3-4 weeks that they're on sale. And then like a week before the show, they go up to like $7.50. You know what I mean? We just want try to get people to get in on the early bird incentive, get half off your ticket. Fuck yeah, half off my ticket. You know what I mean? You get pays. At any of our shows, you bring a date. So let's say it's 10 at the door. You get in for $15. You know, bring your date in. You get in for $15. So the two of you get in for that.
That's $7.50 a piece, y'all.
We got a caller. Oh. Amazing. We got 5 minutes left. Hello, you're on the air with Jenny.
Hey, Silent Giggles here.
Oh, hey, Silent what's up? Giggles. She calls in right before the damn broadcast is over.
What's up, D-M-I-T?
I love you.
What's up?
It's T-Dog-a-Rooney.
T-Dog-a-Rooney.
It's my T-Dog-a-Rooney, my ride or die, my Silent Giggles.
Right.
And if any of you remember her, my Blesbian. I forgot that one. Fuck yes, Blesbian. I forgot about that one. Yes, we were hoping you could make it today, but we understand that you couldn't. It is what it is.
Whoa, I'm like halfway there.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn.
She's halfway here. You might as well turn around and meet us somewhere.
Okay, then I'll meet you at the Universal City.
Okay, we'll meet you there. All right, and then we
can all right.
Then we'll smoke one.
All right.
Yeah, all right. We'll smoke one.
All right, see you.
I'll see you in a minute. All right.
Hey, let's talk about the grumbler.
That was awesome. Oh, yes. And then we're going to be featuring this product at our things, too, maybe.
Right.
We'll see if he wants to do this. Grumbler.
Right.
Go to mygrumbler.com.
Hopefully y'all been looking at me.
Look at this. It's a tumbler and a grinder. It's got a detachable grinder. It's for weed heads, 420 friendly people.
Yes.
This is at the events that we can actually do 420 products. Some venues don't allow it. We just won't have them at these particular venues. But we have it's a grinder, you know, to grind up your weed. Mm-hmm. So there's a grinder. One piece is on each end. So you get a detachable grinder. And then the middle part is... What is it? It's smell proof.
Right.
So nobody's going to smell. You got weed in there. Nobody will smell. You can take it to work with you. You can have it in your car. You can have it everywhere. And
water
no one
resistant.
Would ever. Yeah. And yeah. Water resistant up to what is it? Something like
3 feet.
So many feet. 3 feet. Yeah. Something like that. Okay. So water resistant up to 3 feet. But you better get that bitch right out of there really fast. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, but smell proof too. That's the biggest thing. So you could have weed in your car, weed at work, weed. I mean, you know, don't be smoking it at work. But you know what I'm saying. Unless it's
if
that
it's
kind
in
of
your
job.
Backpack,
unless it's that kind of
they
job,
won't smell
and
it
then
in your
fuck
backpack.
Yeah,
if it's in the locker in your backpack, they will not smell it in the grumbler.
Right. So that's the great thing is you could fit in like a small canister of weed, your bowl, like your hand pipe, your a pack of papers, a lighter, and like up to ten pre rolls in the grumbler. So go to mygrumbler.com. They come in different colors also. Which is awesome.
We got this because this is the color of our company.
Yes, go check it out, mygrumbler.com. We got purple. That's okay, our company colors. But they also come in other colors. My son has a green one. So check it out. Like I said, mygrumbler.com. Maybe we can feature that product and our stuff. But here's a couple of things to say before we go. Hold on.
Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
November 10th.
Stinky Fest.
All day, all night.
Stinky Fest.
In the high desert of Southern California.
12 of the best punk and metal bands.
On one big outdoor stage. All ages.
Free camping.
Get your tickets now at stinkyfest.com.
Also, go check out Soul Rising. They have an industry showcase. It's a free industry showcase. It's not going to cost you anything to go, so you have no excuses. Again, this is Mike from Soul Rising. Michael McBay. Soul Rising is an amazing pop rock band. They're amazing.
Right.
They really are. We've been to several of their shows. They opened for Wyclef Jean, for the love of God, at the Regent in downtown L.A. These guys are definitely somebody to be watching out for. They've opened for, up for a lot of big artists so far. They are going to be, let's see, at the, what is it, Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood?
Okay.
Okay, yes, Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood, Thursday, October 18th. Show starts at 9 p.m. It's a Soul Rising. It's a free industry showcase. Again, that's Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood, Thursday, October 18th, 9 p.m. Go check it out. It's going to be a great show. Again, it's free. So, you know, come on now. And it's in Hollywood, the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood, Hollywood and Highland. Go check it out. Soul Rising. Check their band out on all social media, everywhere. Just go check them out. It's definitely a show to go see. So we're going to be back next week with, we have author Lori Finkelstein from Next Therapist Please through Black Chateau. Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau. Thank you so much for sending us this wonderful, wonderful author, Lori Finkelstein. Go check her out. We had the awesome honor to interview her at the LA Times Book Festival. So go check her out. Check us out next Wednesday, October 10th, as we have Lori Finkelstein on our show next week. So bye. Shout out to everybody.
Thank
go
you.
Go check out our concerts on Eventbrite. Get Real Global Entertainment LLC presents event. Go check it out. We got shows up, and I hope you were listening so you heard all the other promoters' shows that I announced today as well. All right. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.